Looks like the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, down there joining us. Coach, first of all, again, like last weekend, things were going right for your team. Shots on goal, your penalty kill looked good. You had a lot of offensive zone time. You get that breakaway from Emily Berglund. She just wasn't able to put it away. And a big goal from Abby Haluska. Oh, where weren't things working for your team tonight?
Well, I don't think we were very hard to play against on our end, Kelly. We weren't very hard to play against. We could have used a save on a couple of those. But again, you get in a hole and now you're chasing the game again.
Exactly. You look at Providence, they have a couple of good goal scorers, but your team does too. You look back at last year, I hate looking in the past, but your line of Kiki and Abby, and even Jack, you've got all those returning goal scorers for you. And I don't know what it is, if you're not getting any puck luck, you're getting the shots on net. What needs to happen?
Well, it's right now we've been outscored 19-5. Like I said, we're too easy to play against in our zone. We're not going to win many games giving up 5 goals a game. And that's just not—it's not just the goaltending. It's got to be an attitude. We just got to be a harder team to play against in our zone. That's the bottom line. You gotta work for the offense. You can't look for it. And when you get your chances, you got to bear down. We had some opportunities today where, we make a pass and we should shoot. We have the goalie down. We just kind of, lay it into it rather than just burying it. And it was, like I said, it was frustrating because once again after two periods you're down 3-0 and it didn't feel like that kind of game at all. That's just the way things are going. We gotta keep battling, keep working, and hopefully get things turned.
I know there was that one point in time your team was rushing up the ice. It was BB, DeGeorge, and Berglund, and one too many passes happen, and then you find yourselves offside. How do you control something like that? How do you change that?
Well, that Kate play, Paige didn't realize the pass was for her, so she wasn't looking, and so it hit her and it surprised her, and that's just gonna happen. You just gotta keep working at it.
Your team blocks 19 shots again, trying to help out Kerrigan out in front, but you can't give up that many blocked or opportunities to Providence.
It didn't seem like they had the puck in our zone that much, Kelly. But it is what it is.
Coach, what do you guys need to do better tomorrow?
Well, we got to have that positive start, and it would be awful nice to get the first one. This is 3 games in a row now where we find ourselves down, and then we find ourselves down by 2, then we find ourselves down by 3. Like I said, now you're chasing the game, and you can make mistakes when you're doing that. I thought the last 7-8 minutes of the second period, they looked like a tired team. All the play was in their zone. We couldn't get one, but we came out with the third period. Hey, let's just get after it. And we had to kill a penalty. But Berge gets a great chance on the shorthanded rush. Then we do score, and unfortunately the ice, there's a big hole in the ice, and that kind of came at the right time for them because now they got a chance to regroup and catch their breath. Then just a sloppy fourth goal. I mean, it was just, they flip it in from outside the zone and we don't control it. But we let their player beat us to the rebound and she scores. So now it's a 3-1 game. You're right there. Now you're down 4-1.
Coach, you said it. Just need to play better tomorrow and stay positive and get on that scoreboard first.
That's right, Kelly.
Thanks so much for your time. We'll see
you. You bet. Thanks.
Thanks.